This is a CHY News Report. University students across the province are looking for accommodation as the school year gets set to start. The Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation found the average cost of a two-bedroom apartment in Nanaimo went from $1,360 a month in 2021 to $1,542 in 2022, a 9.5% increase in 1 year. A recent survey by Vancouver Island University found that affordability was a key reason cited by prospective students for not choosing to enroll at VIU. Michael Whitcomb is the off-campus housing coordinator for VIU. I spoke with him about what he does to help students find affordable housing.
The essence of my job is to help students to find rental housing, to apply for rental housing, to educate them about their expectations, their budget, the legal side of things when they sign contracts, etc., etc. On an ongoing basis, I'll support people with information if they have disputes with landlords or even roommates, and hopefully educate people as to how to tie up their tenancy so that they walk away with their security deposit intact, essentially is what people want.
What are the challenges that you're seeing students have right now?
They're multiple. The first one, obviously, is going to be vacancy rates. I think we're looking at an estimated vacancy rate in Nanaimo of around 2% at the moment, which is up about 1% from last year, but still about 3% lower than the sweet spot of 5%, which usually means there's a nice balance between supply and demand. So there is a big squeeze. This is exacerbated by the growth of Nanaimo. The population, as a lot of people all know, is booming here. A lot of people migrating to the city. So consequently, students are in the rental market searching for accommodation, the same as a lot of other people. So students are typically applying for multiple properties, maybe not hearing back from landlords who are getting 40, 50, 60 applications per listing. That's tough. The price of rentals has gone up a little over the last year or so. Not hugely. It might be, you know, being kept in check a little bit by inflation and rates rising on mortgages and so forth. But they're going up a little bit, and especially for some international students, finding it tough to meet some of the rising rent prices.
My understanding is you're actively looking for people who might have an extra room or some space that they can rent out to students.
Correct. This is a large proportion of the rental stock, as it were, that a lot of our students use, is taking a room in a house. And there are all sorts of people who have a spare bedroom and for whatever reason feel that it's a good opportunity to rent to a student. What we say is, look, students are going to be around for a year, perhaps longer, but you can try renting to a student for a shorter period of time and see how you get on. It's a great way to bring some extra income into the household in times when all of our grocery budgets are being squeezed. It can be a fantastic way of meeting somebody that you remain in touch with. We've had several lovely reports from landlords who've stayed in touch with students. Even, you know, one or two people have gone out to visit people when they've gone back to their home countries.
Do you provide information for prospective like roommates or landlords who are looking to rent to students?
Yeah, very much. If I can add value to the service, then landlords are attracted to it. I can chat to them about the expectations that students might have as well. And I do, if somebody's got a place and they're saying, well, I've never rented to students before, what do they need in the room, you know, desk, lamp, chairs, etc., etc. Sometimes just basic stuff like that. Absolutely happy to do so. I've got a landlord information page on the website that gives people hopefully useful information. Stuff like landlords, did you know that you can report your students' good rent payments to a credit bureau, and it helps them to build up their credit score while they're here. Also, for roommates in a head tenant situation, or when you're just renting a room from somebody and you live in the same home as them, you're not covered by the Residential Tenancy Act. So consequently, I've drawn up a couple of agreements that are suitable for those, you know, respective situations. People are very welcome to use them. They're not legal documents, but they just provide a framework, for example, for financial expectations, payment schedules for rent, housekeeping duties, and all of that stuff that helps people get off to a good start when they're living together.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Michael Whitcomb, off-campus housing coordinator for Vancouver Island University, talking about his work to help students find housing. If you are interested in renting a room to a student, go to places4students.com. For CHY News, this is Vic Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.